It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
3, 2, 1.
Oh. They weren't sure there for a second. A little delay at the New York City Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting, but it all went off. 50,000 lights last night. Giant Norway spruce. It's a great national event. That's a cool thing. Love to see that happen. Also, this went off last night as well. Don't forget about the national tree lighting in Washington, D.C. That not quite as smooth. Another Joe Biden moment. He, at the end, forgot to put the microphone back in the podium, and he kind of walked away with it. You'll hear that at the end here. And there he goes. Joe, put the mic back.
Okay.
No, not quite so good. South Florida Morning Show. It's Bill hanging out with you. Kind of solo today. Diener's off. Jen recovering nicely from surgery. Karen's got news coming up. We got VJ behind the board, ably producing the show in place of Diener, who's taking another couple of days off, of course, because that's, you know, kind of what he does. In the meantime, we got some, that was the happy news to start off the show about the tree lightings, and that was all good. And we got some local tree lighting information to tell you about a little bit later on, downtown West Palm Beach. Sad news yesterday, though, we lost Christine McVie. It seemed to come out of nowhere from Fleetwood Mac. A little medley of some of her great, and just a little sampling of some of her great music. This is just one of those things, man, that just hits you. One of a contemporary artist that was just so great, loved by all. She was 79, died yesterday after a short illness. According to family, the band, official agent with a press release, her family was with her in the hospital when she passed. The band issued a statement saying, and here's the quote, "She was truly one of a kind, special, and talented beyond measure. She was the best musician anyone could have in their band. The best friend anybody could have in their life." Just so sad to see something like this happen. It came out of nowhere. VJ, you're more involved in the music industry than I am. Did you hear anything about her even being sick?
Actually, I did not, no.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did. Wow.
And I guess it was That's a short horrible. Illness. You don't want anybody to suffer, sure. But man, this hits me like, do you remember when Tom Petty died?
Yes.
I'm always a Tom Petty fan. But mm-hmm. That hit me so hard.
Wow.
It just really did. Wow. Because then it started, now it's like contemporary artists, you know what I mean? This isn't like she was up there, I get it, but this wasn't somebody in their 90s. This was somebody from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, yeah, shocking, very shocking.
Man, Stevie Nicks worked with Christine McVie forever, obviously, and Christine McVie had really helped her in the band through all that. They were known for all the turbulence, you know what I mean?
Okay.
With affairs inside the band and all this other stuff. Well, that's what that whole Rumors album was about. Still one of the best-selling albums of all time.
Okay.
Stevie Nicks shared a handwritten letter, this is like heartbreaking, on social media. She called Christine her best friend in the whole world since the first day in 1975 when she joined the band. She didn't even know, like a lot of us, that Christine McVie was sick until Saturday night. And Stevie Nicks went on to say that she tried to, like, go see her, you know, in the hospital. But the family and you know, those close to her had said, no, just it's probably too late.
How did she die?
See you for a funeral. No one knows.
Wow.
I still haven't seen anything official yet. I don't know.
Wow.
Man, that's just so
sad. Oh, that's horrible.
It really is. She also shared the lyrics. This is Stevie Nicks, that is, to the lyrics to the song Hallelujah, which includes the lines, "I had a best friend, but she came to pass when I wish I could see now." That's so sad.
Wow.
That just really is. All right, we can't end this particular segment on a sad note, so we're going to give you something good and going back. I know. By the way, it's National Christmas Lights Day. I had no idea either, but the timing is perfect because tonight locally, you know, we talked about New York City, we talked about Washington, D.C. with the national tree lighting. Tonight's the night. We light up the giant sand Christmas tree, Sandy.
Oh, wow.
In downtown West Palm Beach. Cool. VG, I'm going to be there with our friend Tracy St. George. We're going to help light that rocket. All right, not a rocket, big pile of sand. But tonight's the night. It's a great event, actually. It's going to start off about 6 p.m. All local media will be there, but it's just a great local event. This is, by the way, the only giant sand Christmas tree in the country. And I'm pretty sure they've won awards for that.
What is it, like 16 feet tall?
It's giant.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know how big. Many pounds, but she's a big girl. She's a big girl, that's Sandy, yeah. The Christmas tree. So that's going to happen tonight downtown West Palm Beach. We got some more details on 850WFTL.com for that whole thing, too. It's a nice city event. It's becoming one of those national events. It's really, really cool. So good for them. All right, coming up next, we got some more details coming up on Christine McVie. Sad passing from her from Fleetwood Mac, which is just a gut punch for sure. But in the wacky world of Chevy Chase, talking about Christmas lights, you should check out, and we'll have the sound for you. He channeled his inner Clark Griswold, and he lit up a crazy light display to open up a brand new Raising Cane's restaurant in Chicago. That restaurant seems to be everywhere these days. We got Chevy Chase in the sound and headlines coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. You're the Royals expert in the room. And I know that nobody's really a Royals expert. Did you watch any of this thing of them in Boston?
No. What did I do? Oh, yeah. I didn't watch much TV last night. I was busy doing... I was wrapping presents, Bill. I wrapped your present.
Wait a minute. We're doing presents?
It's December.
Oh, now I got to get presents for people.
That's what I was doing. I was wrapping presents. I'm just having fun.
Great.
But anyway, no, I didn't see it. I know they're in, Boston, and then Harry and Meghan are in New York.
Right. Are they? But here's my question for you. Are they going to meet?
No.
They're not at all?
No. There's a lot going on. They've got Harry and Meghan have a Netflix thing coming out.
Yes, we knew that.
And then they have Harry's book, Spare.
Spare?
Me.
Like the Spare Royal?
Yeah. Okay. Coming out. That's going
to
be huge.
Is he trying to be funny?
I don't know.
This was what it sounded like with the real royals.
William and Kate
in Boston.
The real ones.
Like President Kennedy, Catherine and I firmly believe that we all have it in ourselves to achieve great things. And that human beings have the ability to lead, innovate, and problem solve.
Well, I'll say this. If you want to win over a charity crowd in Boston, just mention the Kennedys.
That's
it was
right.
At the Kennedy Center, to be fair. But I mean, still... That's exactly what they did. But they, you know what? I don't know. I'm not exactly into the royals. As a proud American, we don't bow down to the king or queen. But those two are pretty classy.
They are. You know what? They are so classy. They stay at the Carlisle.
Really?
Oh, yes. The Carlisle is like the most, I don't know, sophisticated and most exquisite and... You know, like few people like George Clooney can get in there. There was a thing, day at the night at the Carlisle, and they stay there. Trump went into the Carlisle, and he goes, this place is a dump.
Everybody said that about the White House, too.
I'm
going to fix this up, put in more gold in there.
Yeah, that's where they always stay when they're in New York. But they haven't been there in, 8 years?
Yeah, no, it's been a while. So
it's big.
I
don't have them there.
We'll see what happens. I have no idea. In the meantime, American royalty, which means tech tyrants, the fight is over. World peace has been achieved between Elon Musk and Tim Cook of Apple.
Ah, oh, thank God.
I've always heard about this, and I didn't know it was true. Tim Cook, at Apple headquarters in California, they walk you around the lake. Not like a hit like in the mob, like
what
in The Godfather.
What is that?
There's a lake around the complex, and he walks around because it's a quiet, secluded walk. He and Elon literally took the walk around the lake.
Well, that's nice.
Well, I guess so, unless they're trying to bump you off, or I'm sure that's how they fire executives, too.
What's in the lake? Sharks and crocodiles?
Former executives.
Executives.
Elon, city headquarters, met with CEO Tim Cook, and it was a good meeting, a good talk. After the meeting, Musk tweeted out, of course, good conversation.
Thank God.
He said Cook was, this is the big part, I guess, and this is, you know, things that really matter about the information age and the information war. Cook was clear, says Elon, that Apple never... considered pulling the social media app from the App Store, which is big.
Oh.
Because if they had tried to do that, that's what this
was
big fight was over.
Was that fake news?
No, I don't think it was fake news, but I think the chatter was out there about it. All Elon never said that was a thing happening. He just said, if they ever did that, I'll make my own phone.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, you don't want Elon to go up against you in anything because he's very successful. He started with PayPal.
That's
where he started making his money. And
right.
Then, oh, my gosh.
And then took on the car industry. He's taken on the biggest fights you could possibly take on. I wouldn't doubt the guy.
The left is arguing, Musk makes Teslas in China. Well, that's where all the resources are for the batteries.
It's where they start, where they're mined, or where they end.
And it's not where they're not being made by slaves like the Nike shoes were.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody is just stone silent about that. Now, nothing did come out of this walk around the lake about Apple's involvement with China. There's been still no resolution despite calls from several senators to get an answer on this. Apple cut that. They have AirDrop. So if you don't have an iPhone, you're one of those weird Samsung people like Jen.
No, I have to tell you just one little thing. Yes? The people in China, they have Samsungs, not Apple phones, because they can get it from South Korea.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah.
Because Apple cut off AirDrop, which means that's how they were organizing, because they were cutting the internet service. But their AirDrop was like, hey, the protest is happening here. We have this, we have this, we have that. Apple dropped it to appease the CCP. Still no answers from the walk around the lake about Apple doing that.
But Apple, when they pulled the AirDrop, when they were taking their phones on the subway and checking the VPNs and all that, you can't tell, because it's person to person with the AirDrop. That's why they can't tell that they're disseminating information.
Exactly.
That's why AirDrop, it's secret.
That's why they cut it.
Yeah.
Scary.
Very scary.
We have to, these American corporations, which are aiding and abetting foreign governments not too friendly to us, that's got to stop.
Yeah. And why are we doing it? You have to look at the bigger picture. Is it because of global warming? Is that more important?
The bottom line is more important. So Apple doesn't want to mess with and I'm sure they're getting sweetheart deals with their main manufacturing plants over there. And there was a massive riot at the Apple plant yesterday from more Chinese protesters yesterday, saying the COVID conditions are insane.
Apparently, they don't have any natural immunity over there.
No, they locked everybody up.
Their vaccines suck, so they've got a major problem. Major problem.
Boy, I tell you. And they're just hearing for the first time. I think you had this story earlier on the week. Might have been, I guess it was like Monday, where a lot of they were able to see the World Cup because it's a nationally televised thing. And it is, I mean, even though it sounds funny, it's the God's honest truth. There were a lot of Chinese residents for the first time ever realizing, looking at these crowds at the World Cup, wait a minute, you mean COVID's over?
Yeah, there's no one wearing a mask.
No one in Qatar is wearing a mask. So that was just another, you know, straw, you know, to break the camel's back.
The Chinese media and the CCP blurred the crowd video. It's one feed coming out of Doha. It's one feed. So they get the feed before the people can see it, and they blur out the crowd. So they can't tell they're not wearing a mask. It's insane.
That's just crazy.
It's an alternate universe.
It really is. They've been living it. And they're just, once they get that information, this is why the communists were so afraid of them getting it. Once they found that information, look what happened. Protests.
Yeah. Oh, and they're not just protesting the zero COVID anymore. They want freedom.
Absolutely.
They want Xi to step down. They are going all in on this. Thousands of people in the major hubs of China. And so it's either going to be a massive crackdown by the military or there's going to be a huge shakeup there. If we have anyone in China, they need to get out. Anyone in Apple needs to get out.
That's a great point. I think that's the next step. You're probably maybe like early next week after a weekend of riots over there. You're probably going to hear for the first time, American interests in China, we recommend you leaving the country. In major cities, anyway. That's probably what's going to happen.
That's right. Because you can't fight a white sheet of paper, Bill.
Yeah, that's their protest. They put on a white sheet of paper over their mouths.
Censorship.
Saying we can't speak. But they couldn't write anything either.
Right.
So they have the white, pale pieces of paper.
It's interesting.
I just hope they don't crack down on those folks.
Oh, they may. Really, it could be brutal, like Tiananmen Square. You remember that in 89.
Oh, that was bad. In better news, this is crazy, too. Remember a couple of months ago we had that story about that Raising Cane's? Because they had, I think it was one of the first big lottery things. And the owner of Raising Cane's Chicken Finger Place, it's a national franchise chain, had bought lottery tickets for all the employees. And all of a sudden, all these stores are popping up. The story, including locally here, they're going to start to build some here really soon. I think in Wellington and in Boynton.
Oh, good, because I've never been to one.
They're good at promotion. Oh. Last night, they hired Chevy Chase.
Really?
Channeling his inner Clark Griswold from Family Vacation.
Really?
To light a crazy, we should put it on the blog, a crazy Christmas display for their Chicago new location. And, well, this is what it sounded like. It was just like Family Vacation.
I dedicate this restaurant to the Raising Cane's Christmas. It's a view, Todd. It really is.
It's outstanding.
That's awesome.
What do you think Chevy Chase charges to open up and do a Christmas display at a restaurant?
I don't know. I love it. Is it okay to love him, or has he gone down the censorship rabbit hole? Has he done something bad?
I don't think so. Not yet, anyway.
Okay, good.
I don't know. We'll find out. I'm sure there'll be something. Who knows? All right, we've got, sadly, very sadly, and out of nowhere, how about this news about Christine McVie?
What a shocker. First of all, I didn't know she was 79.
Yeah, I didn't either. And no one, apparently not even Stevie Nicks, knew she was sick.
Oh, I don't even know what she had.
So sad. No one does. Oh. And I wonder, and this is a question I'm going to pose to everybody, do we need to know even?
No.
I don't think so either. More details on that coming up next, as well as more Christmas tree stuff, national tree lightings, and all of that. Thank you so much, Katya. Very much hoping for no rain tonight, more so than usual, because tonight's the night. Karen was just talking about this about 10 minutes ago. We light up the world's only, what is that, 700-ton, 800-ton sand Christmas tree.
Yeah, she gained another 100 tons, Bill.
She's a big girl.
She's a big girl. Yeah, she's 35 feet tall. It's the world's largest sand tree. It's very cool.
I think it's won some national awards.
It has.
I think so, right?
Yeah, and then Keith James, our mayor's going to be there. You have a key from the city right here, 4 feet away from you.
I keep thinking they got to take it back.
They should. Previous
administrations gave us that key. Jen and I and you that key.
That's right.
Put it under lock and key so it'll take it away. No, that's cool. It's downtown West Palm Beach tonight. It gets some national coverage now these days. And last night, of course, was New York City, Rockefeller Center. I thought this was hilarious. I think there was that slight delay, and if you've done these things before, too, it's a nervous element when you light these kinds of things, but nothing's happening quite yet.
I hate when that happens.
After the countdown, and they had a little bit of that. You can hear the relief with the people that were there on the NBC broadcast when it finally went off.
3, 2, 1!
Thank God.
Oh my gosh! Was it raining sideways and
it looked
windy?
Pretty nasty.
Oh, we had a thunderstorm last night in Delray.
I'm with you. This thing came. I heard thunder, and I'm like,
Yeah, me too. I said, is that thunder?
It's almost December. Why is there thunder?
Yeah.
And then I'm out looking outside, and then all of a sudden, this brief thing that seemed like a tropical storm came out of nowhere. So that's what we're not hoping for tonight in downtown West Palm.
I think you're going to be good. The weather's just going to get better and better and better.
Man, I hope so. Yeah. Who knows? Here's a. Tourists who came in, people from all, that's finally back. Last year it was back to somewhat normal in New York City for the lighting of the tree last year. This year it's like totally back to normal. People
Good.
Coming from all over the country to see this thing like this lady.
Being here is awesome. Like, I could have not asked for a better Christmas gift, honestly.
And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
And it confirmed this. I kind of suspected it. I thought I had heard this yesterday when Dina and I were talking about it. You always wonder, like, with this Norway spruce, what they do with it. Big, beautiful tree they cut down, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
I think it might be from Michigan, isn't it?
Oh, is it really?
They take the wood and they give it, they chop it up and donate it when this thing's all done to Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
So
all right.
None of it's wasted.
That's good. Yeah. I like that. But still, yeah, your heart goes out to the tree.
Just don't put it in the wood chipper. It actually goes to a good cause.
Yay.
All right. Still a lot of speculation, and that's where it gets into the, Page Six gossipy kind of stuff about Christine McVie. I personally don't need to know what the cause of death was. I'm just still shocked and sad. And this is one of those rock artists that have been there your whole life, and it just hits you like a gut punch. Like I was telling VJ a couple of minutes ago, it was like when Tom Petty died. That one hit me so hard because it was one of the contemporary rock artists.
Yeah, and from Gainesville, no less.
Yeah, no kidding.
I didn't know she was British. Am
really?
I like an idiot? And wasn't everyone sleeping with everybody and married to everybody in that band? I mean, there was a lot of drama with that band.
It's amazing and you hear this with the dedications coming into her, obviously,
yeah.
But you hear how close they are. It's unbelievable that they stayed friends,
yeah.
Let alone a band off and on over the past few decades, because that whole Rumors album, oh my God, everybody's sleeping with everybody.
Yeah.
There were affairs back and forth, and it was craziness, but nobody knew that she was even sick, and sadly, Christine McVie passed away.
79.
Stevie Nicks said she didn't even know.
Wow.
And she was close as could be to her. Talked to her like every day.
Oh, bless her heart.
Man.
Huh. Well, when's the last time they got together? Just recently, in a rare appearance, all of them got together.
They got together there.
New York.
Their recent tour was without Lindsey Buckingham. I know that much.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But this is, band issued a statement. The official statement says she was truly one of a kind. Special and talented beyond measure. She was the best musician anybody could have had in their band, best friend anybody could have in their life. It's just so sad. And Stevie Nicks shared this, I don't know if you saw this handwritten note saying how sad she was and she's going to miss her friend.
Oh,
that got me, too.
That's really good. And apparently she was a great songwriter, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the hits she had written, oh, my God.
Yeah. I think, well, they both shared the drummer who was Fleetwood Mac. He's Mac. No, he's Fleetwood. Mick Fleetwood.
Yeah, Mick Fleetwood.
Yeah.
He's the Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
And then John McVie was her husband, and then they were divorced at some point
in time. That's right, but they still got along.
My God. Still some of the best-selling artists of all time, though.
Yes.
Just absolutely legendary. It's just so sad. I feel bad about that. But anyway, We the go mus- on.
The music goes on.
That's what they always say, and it sounds
kind of... Don't stop believing.
I know. It sounds kind of empty today, and it's like just something you say when you lose like a legendary artist like that. Well, we'll always have the music, or like we'll always have the movies they gave us. Later on in years, you do appreciate that, though.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Man. I didn't know how she was 79. I mean, Stevie Nicks, such an interesting voice and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
She must be very sad that her friend died.
All right. It's okay. We got some good news for you. You ready?
No.
Just in time for the holidays.
What are you doing?
We got to lighten this up. McDonald's is offering free meals for life.
What?
Starting coming Monday. Get ready, everybody. Now, I haven't been to McDonald's in a couple of years, but everybody else... Every order completed on the fast food chain's app, and a lot of people are on the McDonald's app these days, for at least $1 will enter customers into a contest, what's being called McDonald's Gold Card, which would mean you have food for life.
Carte blanche. Got it. Gold card.
Here's my question for you, though. You roll into a McDonald's like at midnight somewhere in some random part of the country, and you're dealing with people like this, only like two people working. You flash that gold card. What are the odds they're going to know exactly what this is? Yeah this gives me free food for life.
Right.
Yeah, right, sir. That'll be $8.50. Or maybe it's only through the app to cash it into. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But that's happening.
But like, maybe it has a chip in it. Who knows? I don't know.
You put a chip in your head. Oh, you get the free McDonald's.
Well, let me scan your head.
You're the special one.
It's nuggets forever. Mm. Free nuggets.
It ends on Christmas Day. So this is McDonald's nationwide. I don't know if it's worldwide, but nationwide gift to their customer base, I guess that you can enter in this.
Trying to get you on the app.
You know how many millions? It's exactly what it is. How many millions of people are going to enter this thing, though?
Yes. Well, hello. Free food for life. Yes.
And you know what? You're automatically entered if you order through the app anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter. I don't know. Who knows?
Very good.
All right, more headlines coming up next. We're going to talk about, did you happen to see this interview with, they call him SBF?
Yes.
Sam Bankman-Fried, that's what his name is, right? This was the guy that lost tens of billions of dollars in crypto in that FTX scam. You should have heard this interview from him yesterday. This guy, first of all, why isn't he in jail?
I don't know. Why
is he still in the Bahamas?
Yeah, why isn't he talking to the Justice Department? He was in a video feed. His voice is strange, by the way. But he's like, I made a few mistakes. I didn't expect this to happen. But it's like, he was commingling funds. Some people lost their life savings.
Many people, I mean, we talk about the celebrities who lost a lot. And they're in trouble now. There is that one lawsuit because they were endorsing it. But regular people lost savings, like exactly like you're saying on this thing.
My God, life savings. It would make me sick.
And it's so funny what you say about his voice. I thought the exact same thing before we had ever heard him. We saw the pictures.
Well, the hair.
But he's exactly what I thought he would sound like.
Exactly.
Somehow, some way. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got that and more. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. From you and news coming up top of the hour, about 12 minutes away. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Tell you what else a crazy story is. You're way, way more proficient at following crime blog stories, and you've got your full rigor podcast and all that stuff. But this one, I think, is just fascinating because it's what is happening. No one understands the Moscow, Idaho story.
No.
With these college kids that were killed. And now here's the twist last night. Here's the update for you. You ready for this? Authorities investigating the murders of those four University of Idaho kids now say they've reversed course. The attack might not have been targeted.
What the hell?
So now they're kind of intimating that it would be a random thing, which is even scarier.
That is even scarier.
For that community, as crazy it is to say.
I don't think they know what's going on there. First of all,
I don't think they do.
They didn't secure the scene. They didn't, everyone was driving through the tire tracks. You need to get that information. They have no idea. They're saying, it was targeted, but they wouldn't tell us why they believed it was targeted.
Right.
One parent said that they believed it was their daughter, but, there were two people on the ground floor, and then the people that were killed were on the second and third floors. That's weird.
The one consistent thing they've said that's now changed is, from the beginning, they said it was a targeted attack.
Yeah, but now it's not. Well,
now
first
they're saying
they said,
no.
First they said no, there's no threat to the community. Remember that one?
Yep.
And then they said, now there is. And everyone left the campus.
They did. They left early into holiday break, so they couldn't do a vigil until last night where that finally happened. That's what this sounded like.
The circumstances that bring us here tonight, they're terrible. The hardest part, we cannot change the outcome.
Family members of the victim speaking there, to try to get some some peace and some answers
of
on
course.
It.
Of course, that's awful.
I can't help but go to like the parenting angle on this thing. How would you feel trying to get at least answers on this? Those poor folks are getting nothing.
Yeah. The girls, two of the girls took an Uber, so they checked out the driver. He's
right.
been cleared. There was someone that they thought was stalking. He's been cleared. They went to a food truck. He's been cleared.
Oh, the food truck. That's right.
Yeah.
They had security footage from that
So
thing.
There's, you know, they have no idea. And it was so with a major military-type blade knife.
Yeah.
And that blood everywhere.
And did I hear this wrong, or is this correct? Weren't there survivors from the house that were
yeah.
there? How do you not hear that?
They're on the first floor, the survivors. And so apparently the phone call went out to 911 that said, we have an unconscious person, because no one's telling us, but the
right.
idea is, if you put the dots together, they went and knocked on their door and no one answered. And they knew they were in there. So that's how they,
oh.
you know what I'm saying? So they didn't, of course you're not going to say unconscious if you open the door and you see a room full of blood and everyone dead. So because they're like, why would you say unconscious?
They not be targeted
so
then?
So strange.
Man,
yeah, if you
nuts.
Ignore the two on the ground floor, and they've been cleared too.
To try to get some answers on this and fill in the blanks as best we possibly can, we've got that. I can't wait to talk to her, actually. This is going to be fascinating. At 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Dr. Carol Lieberman. She's a forensic psychiatrist on maybe what they're actually looking for on this, what you can do with the clues they have so far.
Yeah.
Is this still what the investigation, a lot they're not telling people?
No.
Certainly not telling the family.
I don't know why they're not telling us anything, or is it they bungled this thing so badly
wow.
that they, you know, because it's a little town, Moscow, Idaho.
Yeah,
I'm
no
sure
kidding.
It's not like a CSI Miami,
no.
Vegas thing.
I mean, it's near the university. I get that. But
they've
still,
never
it's
had
tiny.
Something like this ever.
My God, I don't know what's happening. So maybe we can get some answers inside of what's happening with that, because everybody's got questions about it coming up at 7:03. In the meantime, talk about bungling something. It was word out of the White House administration yesterday that they may reverse course and change how they deal with the border because it's so bad. Their own border officials are actually telling them that this is basically at invasion level, and you're going to have all these states suing them under an invasion clause.
But they're sending in air marshals. Our skies are empty of air marshals, and they're not even trained to deal with the border. What is that about?
So this was amazing. And I'm getting the feeling now, I haven't seen her since, you know, before Thanksgiving, but Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary,
oh, yeah.
I think she's done.
I don't know. She seems even more emboldened to me.
She's emboldened, but beaten down somehow.
Well.
But this was fascinating to me. Did you see Peter Ducey in the White House
yes.
press room yesterday?
Oh, my God. He's like, who was the other one that was?
Yeah, well, he's the Republican version of Acosta.
That's right.
So he asked Karine Jean-Pierre, you going to send Joe to the border? Listen to the answer. First of all, she just laughs it off.
we know
why wouldn't he go?
The border, the possible next speaker says that he wants him to go with him, so is he going to?
So look, he's been there. He's been to the border.
When?
And since he took office.
When did he go to the border?
Since he took office, the President Biden has been taking action to fix our immigration system.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, when she starts into the spin, she's reading that from a paragraph in the loose leaf notebook she's got going on there, which is growing by the day. And the spin went on for like 2 and 3 minutes of he's doing more than any other administration has. He's doing so much. He's done this. All he asked was, is he going to the border? It's even himself. Remember Kamala? She went to the border. No, she was miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she like 45 minutes away?
Yeah, no.
That's how close she got.
No, yeah, no. She just, what a joke. But the air marshals, they're taking them out of the flights, which, you know, you remember after we had 9/11,
yeah.
More air marshals. We need them in our skies to protect us.
Yeah.
They're sending them to the border. They are trained to kill people at 30,000 feet, not to change babies' diapers at the border, for God's sakes. Why not send in the National Guard or something if you're having a problem?
It's an absolute disaster. And all they had to do, Trump has said this many times at some of the rallies, all they had to do was nothing and then take credit
right.
for I wouldn't have
Title
even
42.
Minded if they took credit for border success. You know, it kind of co-opted that success. That's fine as long as the country is safe.
Well, now you've got Democrats complaining because you've got Republican governors sending their, their migrants, and they can't take care of the migrants in the blue cities, the sanctuary cities. They can't take. So they're asking the government for money, and the government's like, oh, my God, this is a mess.
But you know what?
It's working.
And we look back, and we thought it was a stunt at the time with Governor Greg Abbott in Texas and DeSantis, obviously, with the famous
Martha's
Vineyard
one.
Flight. Yeah, it was a political stunt, sure. Both of them were. All
but
of these
it worked.
Have been, but it worked because it got the national consciousness going on this stuff, which will lead to probably some sort of tightening up of the border. Yeah, I hope anyway, right?
The Title 42 goes away, which is just crazy at the end of December, I do believe. And that means that people can stay in this country rather than in Mexico to wait for their asylum hearings.
Deucey. You gotta send Joe to the border? He's been. Okay, when?
When?
All right, coming up next, we're going to try to get some answers on that crazy Idaho murder case. What is happening now that they've reversed course again? Got to talk to a forensic psychiatrist on this thing. We're going deep in that investigation. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.